Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice and Injustice 2. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening. Booyah!
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Wednesday, so we're going to talk some comic books. All week, we're celebrating Linus Pauling Day, which most people outside of Oregon don't. Most people in Oregon really don't either. But Linus Pauling, I did some research, and we're going to really dive into it tomorrow. He's a pretty cool guy, and a lot of his stuff has to do with chemistry and vaccines and stuff, and it's immunizations and whatnot. And so all week we've been looking at breakouts and viruses and diseases, and there's been some crazy ones out there. It's really crazy, and in comics it's no different. There have been some major ones. So here are the top five outbreaks and diseases in comics. If we leave your favorite out, make sure to let us know in the comments below or over on Facebook. Number five is going to be green fever or Sakusha. This is a super rare virus that is from Africa in the region of Lumumba. And what it does is it attaches itself to your DNA and just allows you to rewrite your genetic code and kills you in 48 hours. And before it kills you, it turns your hair and skin green. There have only been a few, I think only like a dozen or so documented cases of it. And one of them is Beast Boy. When he was young, he got the virus, and his parents, along with another scientist, were able to use some DNA of the green-capped monkey and mix it with his DNA, and basically that's what gave him the cure and still allowed him to have the changeling abilities. Years later, the other scientist that was with his parents, a guy named Samuel Register, infected himself and a handful of kids to try and create an army of animal men. Didn't work out too well for him, but it's really interesting. It first showed up back in Doom Patrol 112 years and years ago, but I would like to see this maybe come back, you know, have some kind of big thing. It's a real threat, you know, a disease is always a real threat, and so seeing it come around would be real interesting. Number four is going to be Despotellis. Sorry, I always want to say Despot Ellis because that's how I remembered how to spell it, but it's Despotellis. And what that is, it's a yellow lantern of all things, but it's a sentient virus, and it was created on the planet Chondra, and it killed 85% of its space sector and Kyle Rayner's mother. It also infected Mogo, the giant planet, and thusly some other Green Lanterns like Kilowog and Guy Gardner, and it was a big to-do. It was finally defeated by some of the Green Lanterns, actually a Green Lantern called Liesel Pond, who's a smallpox virus, which is crazy. You know, you have a smallpox virus taking on this other virus, and yeah, but a sentient virus. Now, this is a character that I don't think has reappeared. I'm not reading Green Lanterns, but I do read Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps, and they had a big thing with the Yellow Lanterns. And it's, something, a really cool concept and cool character that I think if you gave it to somebody like Scott Snyder or Josh Williamson, you could have some fun with it and see some really cool things. Just the thought of viruses are scary enough as it is, but a thinking virus and that you know, they all adapt, but one that consciously changes and seeks out things and attacks things is super, super creepy. Number three, and our only Marvel entry on the list, is the Legacy Virus. This virus was huge back in the late 90s, early 2000s in X-Men. It was released by Strife, who is Cable's clone, and it had, you know, a bunch of different iterations and everything, 1, 2, and 3, and it basically was a type of cancer in mutants that when they use their powers, it burned up, you know, it burned up their cells and killed them. And as it would go on, some of the other ones were maybe a little slower working, like Legacy 2 was slower than Legacy 1, but you developed all sorts of stuff, like, you know, gross stuff on your skin and fevers and coughs and just everything. And then even Mystique developed a fourth version of it that only affected humans and not mutants. And so that was kind of a jerk move. But like I said, it was the big thing, you know, like I said, in the mid to late 90s to infect and kill off secondary characters. You know, you saw like Pyro, Surge, Hellion, Feral, Jamie Madrox, but it turned out it was just a duplicate. And then Myra McTaggart was the first human to get it. Then you had Colossus's little sister, you had Magique get it, Mastermind. Yeah, just all sorts of people get it. And it was really shocking, you know, especially being a little kid and reading these and like, oh no, they're getting these and it's what's going to happen. But amazingly, like I said, none of the big ones, your big X characters, ever got them. And it was finally supposedly cured by Colossus. He infected himself with it with a special strain that like Beast and Cecilia Reyes were working on, and used his powers and sacrificed himself, because that was turned out to be the big catch 22 of it. Is Strife made it to where it could be cured, but the only way to use the cure was to be the host had to sacrifice their lives. So it was, you know, I remember it was pretty sad. And then ultimately they brought him back, and when they did, it was pretty touching. And it was, you know, like I said, just an epidemic in the Marvel Universe that I think is something good that they don't revisit this one and should just leave it alone. They've made mentions to it, you know, whether Dark Beast or Bastion or somebody has it, but they need to just let it go, as they say in Frozen. Number two is going to be the G-plus virus from Death Sentence. If you've not read Death Sentence here in America, you are missing out. It is a phenomenal, phenomenal book, written by Monte Nero and art by Mike Dowling. And basically what the G-plus virus is an STD. And so that sucks right there. But when you get it, you actually get superpowers. You know, when whether you use them for good or evil, that's totally up to you. But 6 months after getting it, you die. So that's the death sentence. And the book does a really great job of examining, you know, the ups and downs, I guess, of it. Because, you know, there's some people that are actively looking to get it. You know, they want to be heroes or villains. And so they're seeking out people with the G-plus virus to get infected. I remember when this book came out, I actually got an advanced preview of it, and it came with this really cool letter that looked like it was from a medical facility, and it was like, congratulations, you don't have the G-plus virus, you're good to go. And I just thought it was really funny. But as a whole, like I said, the series, you know, they've had a sequel and done some other great stuff with it. Rumors of a movie or TV series coming out of it, I think would be great, because out of all the viruses in comics, I mean, this one is a little more grounded. It's not a mutant virus or a living sentient virus or a thing that turns you green. I mean, yeah, it does give you superpowers, but, you know, it's an STD. And just seeing the way that all these people deal with it is a really great book. And I highly, highly, highly recommend it. And if you're not familiar with Monte Nero's work, he did the backup in the most recent X-Men Gold Annual. That was really, really good. So you should check that out. But our number one, the number one disease in comics has got to be the gender side in Why the Last Man. Why the Last Man is one of the best comic book stories of all time. I could do show after show just talking about how wonderful it is. You know, we mention it a lot. And it's about Yorick and his pet monkey, Ampersand, who all of a sudden one day, they're the last male mammals on the face of the earth. And how life goes on, you know, after this, and how he's hunted both to be killed and to be studied is really interesting. And what I love about it is you never know what caused the plague. The author, Brian K. Vaughan, has said, you know, I laid everything out there. There's a lot of different things. I'm not going to tell you where I told you, but there is some things. And out of all the ones, like the three most prominent are, there was a supposed to be a attack on China, that it was a chemical one that was going to kill all males and stuff, but it went crazy, or it's supposed to prevent women from having kids, but instead it killed all the males and then just spread. Then there was another one that when they successfully cloned the first human, that it made males unnecessary and Mother Nature kind of took over and killed them all. And then the last one has to do with a cursed amulet that it was the amulet of Helen, that if it ever left Jordan, it would create the greatest tragedy. And so they think that might be it, like a magical thing. And so it was just really neat. And there are some other ones out there, but it's, you know, you never know. And I think the beauty of it is you don't have to know. There is a lot of, you know, it's a great story, and the speculation is half of the fun. So there you have it. Those are our top five diseases in comics. Let us know what your theory is on Why the Last Man. Let us know on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just say, hey, guys, this is what I think. And who knows, maybe you'll win a prize or something. I got some stuff to give away. Find us out there. If you're listening to us on iTunes or anything, make sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. We love all of that. We love to hear from you, too. And not just me. Make sure you're checking out DC Animated Adventures and Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, all on the network. I mean, almost daily, we have great content for you. So make sure you're checking all that out. If you want the best content and exclusive content, though, you need to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/thenightnerd. Good shows, everything like that. And it's just a couple of dollars a month. You can get into secret groups on Facebook where you can plan shows and see what's going on and win more prizes and things. And I highly recommend it. If you want to talk to me directly, though, you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all those. I love hearing from everybody. So, yeah, that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you tomorrow. I've got the TV blue. When it rained down sorrow, it rained all over me.